This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A Democratic state lawmaker from Austin is drawing fresh scrutiny over the amount of time she spends doing her job. State Representative Donna Dukes is already under investigation by the Texas Rangers and the Travis County District Attorney over her use of staff. Now, reporting by the Austin American Statesman is raising new questions about her absences from the state legislature. And we have with us here Statesman reporter Sean Walsh, who's been covering this. Thanks for your time, Sean.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Representative Dukes, she was in a car crash in 2013, right?
That's right. August 2013, she got rear-ended on I-35. So she had some initial injuries from that. And then she had some pain management issues, which have, you know, affected her for going on years now. And she says those are the reasons that she was missing time from the legislature last year and other things.
How much time did she miss?
She showed up for the first few weeks and then said that her issues related to the injury got worse. And she basically missed the entire second half of the legislature, which is when a lot of the action happens. And me and Andrea Ball at the Statesman went through her voting record, which is surprisingly difficult because of the way the Texas House works, right. But she missed about 85% of votes in the last legislature, so she missed almost all of it.
But she was suffering from pain, right?
That's what she was saying on her Facebook posts. So some of the reporting that we did showed that she was suffering from pain, say, on April 1st, and that was a reason why she had to miss work. But on April 5th, she was at a Stevie Wonder concert. She did definitely undergo medical treatment during this period, so there's no doubt that she had some issues. It's just a question of what her priorities were and why it was she was missing particular days during the legislature.
Right. You reviewed her social media and you found that she was actually quite active during many of these times when she was not at the legislature.
Yeah. She made a trip to East Texas and she was buying a lot of gas with her campaign account, and she would buy gas and write it off as pertaining to legislative duties. And on those same days, she would be missing votes at the Capitol. So it was a question of what she was doing when she was not at the Capitol.
What does Dukes say about all this?
Dukes did not comment to us. When the issues of her absences came up in the past, she said it's about the pain issues and about her 2013 car crash.
Now, remind me of this investigation by the criminal investigation by the Texas Rangers and the Travis County District Attorney's Office.
Right. So that's unrelated. That began after a couple former staffers of hers, well, they were staffers at the time in early 2015, late 2014, raised questions about her having them work on a nonprofit festival called the African American Community Heritage Festival that has since been discontinued. And then that led to other questions about her having staff doing personal errands. And the Rangers have said that they are investigating along with the Travis County District Attorney's Office.
She won her primary unopposed, didn't she?
Yes. She was unopposed in the primary. She faces Gabriel Nela, a Republican in the general.
Dukes has been in the legislature for 22 years. That's a pretty solidly Democratic seat in East Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a very high, high bar for a Republican to have to clear.
Sean Walsh is a reporter for the Austin American Statesman. He's been working on these stories with another Statesman reporter, Andrea Ball. You can find those by going to statesman.com and searching for Donna Dukes. Sean, thanks for your time.
Thank you.